How can you? The Bible says that when we repent, that God, He forgives us and cleanses, right? And so don't let Satan beat you up. You just move forward, serve God. Start to believe Him. Believe Him in school. Believe Him for something. Believe Him for better grades. Believe Him for home life. Believe Him. I mean, believe Him. Go ahead, Beth, start it. They was this little girl, Joel Osteen's dad, John Osteen. I used to listen to him a lot, but he was a good pastor, a great man of God, and but anyways, his son took over, Joel, when he passed away. Well, his daughter was young, and see, I'm listening to this stuff back there about these things that God is doing for these people that simply believe, and it's getting in me. Come on, somebody. I mean, you don't need to sit around thinking about your past and thinking about the past glory of God, how it used to be and how God used to be to you 4, 5, 6, 7. You know. The Bible says our path gets brighter and brighter. I mean, if we go forward and believe God, He's the same God. Well, you know, the daughter either wanted rabbit or pony. I don't remember. Wanted a pony. No, you're not getting a pony. You're not getting a pony. But he's getting up behind the pulpit preaching to, and inspiring people to believe God. You know, have faith in God. Believe God for the impossible. Well, his little daughter's sitting there, and she goes to the Lord. And she asked the Lord for whatever it was. Well, somebody, the Lord spoke to somebody and had them to give them one. And give them one. And whenever he said, well, I told you we can't. And she told him, well, Daddy, you tell us to believe. You tell us to believe God. Hallelujah. And Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, it says, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. One of my clutches went out. This is the second one I've done this year. I'm not a tractor mechanic. But this is what I learned back yonder when I was younger and know it now today, that the Holy Spirit, He's a mechanic if you need Him to be. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a supernatural fixed gears God if you need Him to be. But He needed somebody to lay hands on that Toyota and believe Him. Not just, I wasn't religious about it. You know, the Bible says I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Then I'm going to think that way. Amen. We just sang it. Lord, your word is a lamp. And do we believe it when we sang it? Lord, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Well, then if it is, I'm not going to sing it on Wednesday and then go out there and can't do it on Monday. Right? If the Word says I can do all things through Christ Jesus, then how much can I not do? How much can you not do? You can do all things. Why? Because the book of Daniel over there, 11:32, it says the people that do, the last part of it. He says, but the people that do know their God shall do be strong and do exploits. Exploits means out of the ordinary stuff, extraordinary things, extraordinary moves of God. Hallelujah. He says they can do exploits. Clutch went out on another one of my tractors, went and got a price, $1,500. And I'd way rather pull a transmission out of a car. I can have that transmission out of that car, just about any car, in 45 minutes. But now tractor's different. Front end loader, four-wheel drive, drive shaft, the whole hydraulic system's hooked together, and it runs all in all your lines. Your tractor's got to be all everything. And my mind says you can't do it. You can't do it. And then I come back out of my mouth and I said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. Wick got a price, the mechanic standing there, and he said, $1,500. I said, not going to do it. I said, I'm going home to take a nap. He said, take a nap. And I said, yeah, because right afterwards I'm going to make me $1,500. Well, it's either you spend $1,500 or you make it. My choice. Right? Your choice. I'm not talking about a tractor. What about you? What are you? What is your life? You ain't got a tractor, but you got something else, right? Hallelujah. So I go back and I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, your word says I can do it. I am in your name. I know you. I know Jesus. The Holy Spirit, he knows everything about this tractor. See, this is not my first rodeo with that. I have did through his strength and his wisdom the impossible in the natural. And I'm not going to get up here where I'm mid-age and start losing the faith. Right? You better not. He said, you'll be strong. You feel weaker as you get older? Well, then say that's not according to God's word. God's word said, I know God, and I will now am strong, and I can do exploits in his name. Well, see, I started learning this up. Well, I went on, you know, and I told the Lord, I said, because the Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, you know all about this, and I thank you right now for your wisdom, and I thank you for your strength. And I spent my time after work, you know, and I pulled that tractor apart, and I put the clutch in there, and I put it all back together, praise God, and there was only one bolt left. And I'm hunting it. Johnny, it was amazing. There was only one bolt left. Hallelujah. But I went out, cranked it up, backed her out, put my loader on, got up and parked it, and I got off and I said, thank you, Lord, I can do all things through you. You strengthen me. You help me. I asked him to help me break those big, heavy bolts loose where I couldn't get an impact, and he did it. See, the Holy Spirit will strengthen you. He will strengthen you to wash them dishes. Us guys, we think that's a small task. I mean, Teresa's been sweeping and mopping and cleaning the same house for 18 years every day. She cleans on Tuesday to get ready for the grandkids, and I'm like, that don't make a lick of sense. She don't. She just cleans. I make fun of it. And then it's real clean, and then they get in the floor. Get up out of the floor. You're going to get your clothes dirty. And I'm like, no way. There's no way them clothes is going to get dirty in this house. Because if I go to the house on Tuesday and try to take a nap, she's got sweepers and things going, and it's banging and bamming. And I'm like, man, you can't get a nap in this house. And she thinks the floors are dirty. I believe she's anointed to keep on. I mean, that can get sickening after 40 years. Right? Same old garage doors for 33 years. See, when I ride with him, I go up and I tell a guy we picked up another company a couple of years ago, and we was up there and we got loaded up, and the boss, he got out, and I said, how's it going, Captain? He said, oh, don't put a name on me. I'm just a servant. You know, he's a Christian. And so we got done talking there, and I said, well, we loaded up with garage doors and fixed to pull out about an hour or so away. And I told him, I said, well, we're going to do the will of God. You got to believe you in the will of God. Where you work, where you're married, right? So you got faith. Faith begins where the will of God is known. See, if I hadn't knew it was God's will in my house, I would have lost it. But I knew it was the will of God, and then I knew that in the battle, I had to have faith, knowing where I was, knowing that's why it's very important for y'all, all of us, young, middle-aged, and older, you know, find the will of God in things, what we're supposed to do, where we're supposed to go, what we're supposed to help. Right? Those that do know that, you know how you know God? I'm not talking about know about God. I'm talking about you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, not your Savior. And you have said, you are my Lord, and I'm going to endeavor to follow you, to obey you, to listen to you, to repent when I need to repent, Lord. To turn to you in my weakness and not lean to my own understanding in the affairs of life. How many knows the Holy Ghost will give you wisdom of God in the affairs that you're in if you're leaning on Him? Well, we went to rezon this church. My whole life, Johnny, as a Christian, I've had to believe God. Somehow. Some way. I mean, all the time. At one time, I thought, man, I didn't sign up for this. I thought being a Christian was going to be an easy life. See, it was, but I just wasn't completely over in faith and surrendering to Him to where He carries the burdens and He works out the problems and all of that. I didn't know you could come to that place. See, you might not have ever experienced that, but see, I was 20, 27 or 28 years old, and I'd made up my mind that I'm going to serve Jesus. And I'm at work, and I dropped sheetrock on a brand new truck, and it was terrible. And then my first thought was, man, I just became a Christian. Why didn't this happen before I became a Christian? This is going to get in my way of being a Christian. See, that's what Satan will come tell you. He'll come tell you, if it ain't one thing, it's another. If it ain't one thing, it's another. What's the use of trying to serve God? You ask Him, you pray, you believe, and nothing happens. Satan is a liar, because the minute that you begin to pray and you really are sincere with God, things begin to move in the spirit realm, and things begin to work to your good, according to Romans 8. But you got to stand, and I mean stand and have a firm stand that I'm going to serve Jesus. I'm going to serve the Lord. That opens you up to the Holy Spirit for Him to come. Well, to make a long story short on that, it crushed that hood. I mean, he had just spent a lot of money and built this truck and brand new cab, sent to California and got the hood and all that and built all of it. It was a nice truck. And it was mine to drive, work out of, you know. And I did that, you know, and them guys there on that, I mean, when that dropped on that cab, I didn't think, praise the Lord! I mean, I did not think that. I wanted to get off of that truck and hitchhike the other way than to go back and tell my boss that. And my boss see that. Because he had spent 6 months or 8 months building that truck. And they told me, they said, you are dead. You're dead meat. I'm telling you, boy, I bet they're cussing and all that, and I'm having to fight all that, you know. And used to, I was in there with them cussing. But anyways, you know, I told them, I said, no. I said, I'm telling you what, you watch what my God does for me. He said He'll take care of me. I didn't know a lot of scripture at that time. But I knew if he could keep me from committing suicide, I knew if He could bring my wife back with my son, and He showed Himself in that little bit real to me and caused things to happen, that surely He could take care of that boss of mine. Because I thought, man, God, I told Him, I said, God went and He hardened the heart of a man that had people, God's people, captive. He hardened their heart. He hardened his heart where He wouldn't let them go. He did it. He had a purpose in that. He can soften his heart. Anyhow, they're like, yeah, you're stupid if you think all of that. I had to fight all those thoughts and all those, but anyways, I get back, you know, and go through a problem. Went in there, and I was trying to tell him, and he said, what is it, sugar, I'm busy. And I said, well, look, man, I said, I dropped sheetrock on the cab of that truck. He said, is that all, sugar? And I said, well, yeah, that's all. And he said, okay. And I left out there, and I'm going, glory to God. And all of them was standing at the door. See, people are watching us, Johnny. our families, our kids, our sons, our daughters, our neighbors, your Christian brothers and sisters. And they need to see the glory in your life. They need to see God come through for you. They need to see God open doors for you and use you to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. I'm still amazed at 30 years of Him using me. I'm still amazed. Well, anyways, I go on, you know, and they're wanting me to lie about what happened, where the insurance will cover, and I ain't going through that bit. I told them, but I made up my heart and my mind. I said, God, I was a liar, and I'm tired of lying. Lord, I'm not going to do it. I made up my heart. I worried that night, the night before the insurance company was supposed to come. I worried, to be honest with you. I was like, oh, man, I wished I didn't have to go to this fiery furnace. I wished I could just quit like I used to. Still couldn't quit anymore. I'm not a quitter. You're not a quitter. I'm not a quitter. You're not a quitter. We're not quitters anymore. We swear to our own hurt, even if it costs us to do the right thing, we're going to do it. That's what gets God's favor on His people. I don't care who you are, what you are, what you think your ability, or what you think you can do. Praise God. God can supernaturally anoint you in anything that He tells you and wants you to do. And see, I knew the tractor was the will of God. I ain't got to wonder if He wants me to have that tractor. I got to feed cows. I don't have to pray about that being the will of God. Hey, some things you ain't got to pray about the will of God. You're in the will of God. God's doors, I'm in the will of God. Coming to church, I'm in the will of God. And if I need mountains moved, if I need doubt removed, and all of that, the Holy Spirit is faithful to bring to me the Word of the Lord if I need it. He'll bring to you the Word God is speaking to you in your situation that you get a hold of, and then that Word that you get from Him will work. That's why it's important to be quiet before Him. Jensen Franklin don't have everything I need. Right? I love him. You know, listen to the preaching all the time, you know, getting it from the Lord. Listen to the preaching, then let the Lord quicken to you in your situation, right? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Well, I made up my mind, even told my brothers, I said, I'm not lying, blah, blah, blah. I said, but you watch what God does for me. Now, see, I knew God could move in my marriage the way He did. And so I thought, man, I don't know how He's going to do it. I don't know how you're going to do it. But as they sang that song, you know, at church, you may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. Well, I'm standing there, praise God, that morning, and I thought, bless God, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to serve you. A truck comes in and jackknifes on that truck and tears the cab off of it. And I'm telling you, I'm shouting with 330 people there watching. I said, glory, hallelujah. I said, did y'all see what my God just done? Black God, He did it, and I didn't have to tell that insurance company nothing. That company paid for that whole truck. Don't you tell, you can't convince me that my trust in God. I was worried that night. I didn't know yet that I didn't have to worry. I wasn't really sure, Johnny, how this thing could work out. That's why Proverbs chapter 3 says, for you not to lean to your own understanding. Don't try to fix all of your life's problems. Find your answers in the presence of God through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. I'm telling you, when I thought I was going to lose everything, I quoted every word in that Bible that I could think of. I rebuked every devil that I thought I could rebuke, bless God, and it was God. And God was saying, come my way, come my way, come my way. My way, you can't figure out. See, I couldn't figure out, Travis, how to save us. In this church, and that building, and my home, and Beth and Travis living on the street. I couldn't figure out, God, that was my problem, Johnny. I was trying to save us. and I was going the wrong direction. And God opens up to me in a service and said, you're in quicksand. And this quicksand is God. In other words, I'm in there and I can't pull my way out. You can't pull your... I've watched quicksand. I ain't never been in quicksand, but I've seen them on TV. They jump in it and then they're up there waist deep. And before you know it, they're that deep and they're trying to get out and they can't. And the more they move, the deeper they go. That's the way I was. The more I was trying to do it myself and just not yielding to God, the deeper I went. And then I get home and Teresa, she's, I'm telling you about God. I'm telling you, you can faith your way out of something that God wants you to learn in and you ain't coming out. You can't faith your way out. When I surrendered to God, God began to move in ways that would not have happened. He brought me finances from this church. I never got paid from this church and I never asked to. And whenever I surrendered to God things begin to happen to this church. God said. And the amount that I agreed with was exactly what she said God said per month. I thought, glory to God, I didn't even have to pay for that. I didn't even have to pay for it. He didn't even ask me to pay for it. And then the door company called me up and they said, hey, we got a deal on this right here and we're going to give you a deal on these operators right here. And it was like $40 or $50 cheaper than what I was buying them. Each operator that I bought was like $40 or $50 cheaper. I didn't do it. Well, that's what happened that day in there. And I thought, glory to God, God's real. He took that up. I walked up to my brother. I said, I've been telling you about Jesus. They know about him. They've heard about him. Everybody's heard about him. They need to see him in your life. They need to see him show up and show out and bring your family back, hallelujah, like he's done here and mine. He's just in that kind of business of bringing restoration and the favor of God. And Satan, he's out there roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may. He tries to get me to think that I'm not going to be strong in my last days. He'll try it on you. Church, you done seen all the glory you're going to see. Don't believe his lies. You ain't seen nothing yet. God's going to bring them out to where it would crush us just to find out about all their problems. And he wants us living in our little issues and stuff now so that he can't bring, when he brings them in, then it almost crushes you if you love people. But see, those that do know their God, hallelujah, like we do, we're getting ready. God's building us up. He's given us a bear. He's given us a lion. He gives some of us that Philistine that says, like the news is right now, darkness is going to take over the U.S. Sharia law and all that stuff. And God said no. God said no. God said you stand and you believe me. He said, in that faith that you have, I'm not going to come against all of that the news and all of that is saying, hallelujah. Liars. They call evil good and good evil. And if you listen to the garbage, it'll get you mixed up and get you confused and get you fearful. It'll get you fearing. Just like when I said Sunday, I come out of the shower and I could see myself, in the chopping block and chop my head off and thought, man, that would hurt. Whew. So I go out and I tell Teresa about it, and God wasn't saying I'm going to be headed, but, it felt kind of, I'm like, man, she said, well, it wouldn't hurt. Well, don't the Bible say what? Right? There it is. Told you there's answer for it in there. Death has no sting. Grave has no victory. We live forever, hallelujah. Well, see, I have to take that scripture and say, glory to God. If I was to have to give my physical life, I am not going to renounce Jesus Christ. I'm not going to renounce him. I'm not going, well, and then You know, it comes back, and the Lord said, it's in the now. He said, you lose your life for mine. See, to know God is to exchange your life for Jesus' life. Exchange my life for His. God, my life is not my own anymore. God, I belong to you, and I'm going to be led by, I want to be led by you. I want to end up in my future where I'm supposed to be. Well, there's where the Holy Spirit comes in. The Apostle Paul meets Jesus Christ, and then the Holy Spirit begins to lead him. And led him, you know, when he had trials and all that, but through all the trials that the Apostle Paul had, he brought God's glory on the scene. Remember when he cast that devil out of that woman, praise God, and they throwed him in prison, him and Silas in prison? And they're in there, they beat him. I don't know what beat was, it wasn't an easy thing. Well, at the midnight hour. See, I saw that as young Christian in the book of Acts. At the midnight hour, they begin to sing praises to God. You know, and the Bible says the earth shook and opened all the jail doors. Even the jailer, the Bible says that they told the jailer, put him, at that time, if somebody escaped, they died. The ones that was watching them died. So the jailer wakes out of his sleep and he looks and the doors are open. He pulls his sword out as to kill himself. And Paul says, don't harm yourself. We're all here. They didn't run out. I thought, man, I'd have got out of Dodge. Jail opens up in the middle of the night and I'm down there in Blount County. I mean, I've been put in there, man. And this dude over here, he's got something trying to saw through the bars. We're all drunk, you know, and I finally told him, I said, sit down over there. You're killing me with that. He's getting on my nerves because I don't feel good. I was drunk and they locked me up and I can't get another drink and all that. But he's in there and he's trying to saw his way out. I thought, man, if those jail cells opened up that night, I would have run out of there. Paul didn't. But see, if I'd have been under the presence and peace of God, knowing that in this trouble I'm in the will of God. Your marriage, you're in the will of God. You might be going through. Y'all going to get married, you know. Y'all youngins get married. I hope you do and have some kids. We need more people on this planet, you know. But just what you're going to have to walk through life knowing God, knowing Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Because you're going to need Him to help you. You're going to need help in this life journey. This life don't seem fair. Aiden told me, because he's having to work a little bit, Johnny, you know, and that garden stuff. I'm doing it for them. I plant that garden. I mean, I'm doing it to show them the value of working, the value of tithing, the value of giving. Asked Aiden, we had to help him straighten him out a little, what's Christmas about? And he said, giving gifts and giving people gifts. And so Grandma told him, no, We celebrate Jesus' birthday. Then he goes to singing a song about Jesus' birthday. See, you didn't really know yet, Johnny, that this season coming up, Christmas, is about Jesus. We're celebrating at that time His birthday. Oh, you'll get on there on Facebook, and they're like, well, you don't even know when His birthday is. Blah, 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 blah. Who cares when it is? We're going to celebrate it every year. We don't care if it was in January. We celebrate in December. Amen? We don't have to come here to worship Him. The Bible says that those that worship, there'll come a day, Jesus said, when He leaves and comes back. He was telling that woman at the well, He said, you go to that place and worship. He said, but there'll come a day you won't have to worship Me in there. You'll worship Me in spirit and truth anywhere you're at. See, we experience God really more in life than we will in this church. We come here and we worship Him and we get in His presence if we're not distracted. Have you ever come to church and everything's on your mind but Jesus? You're sitting there trying to worship and somebody's bumping you. You think that's a coincidence? That is not a coincidence. Teresa comes up there and sits with me, and I was just messing with her. She sat back there, and I sat down there. I was just kind of get my thoughts together and all before I get up on the stage, you know. And she comes up there, and I said, she usually sits back and said, "Tired of backsliding, are you?" She slapped me in the face. "You got to be in the love of God in this church." She's laughing. She thinks it's funny. It's not funny. Woo, hallelujah. See, God is a good God. I'm down on the streets of Oneonta, and all I know is God's called me. And he's commissioned me to go on the streets. Down there, I'm 27, 28 years old. Don't let Satan make you think you got to get 50. That's he's stupid. God anoints you. He can anoint you at 5, 7, 10, 12, 25, 20, 27, 58. Hallelujah. I'm down there, you know, and I'm doing okay till church people get there. Religious church people. I'm doing good till they get there. Then they all come in there, want it this way, and want it that way, and want it this way. And I mean, it created a whole trial for me at 27 that I didn't know existed. I mean, I'm all excited, boy. I'm headed to the streets. I ain't thought about nothing but that. I'm just excited about, see, when God speaks to you something, don't start figuring out. Just go. Hallelujah. But God just set out to have your marriage restored. Hallelujah. Just set out to be wealthy at your latter end. Don't think right now. Let God, you say to the Lord, "Lord, you said, Lord, that my latter end would be greater than my former end, Lord. Lord, all of your people that followed you, they got wealthier and wealthier and wealthier." See, God told me, he said, "Son," he said, "see," he said, "I give wealth and I build slowly that it's solid." Well, anyhow, I'm preaching down there, and I'd read the scripture in Mark 16, 17. Any of y'all know what it says? "And these signs shall follow them that believe." Y'all were believers, I reckon. If you are, if you're not, surrender to Jesus and become one, and then that scripture automatically belongs to you and you can operate in it. He says, "These signs shall follow them that believe." We preach the Word of God. I come here and I preach, and I fully expect to see results from the preaching. Because he said that they preached, and him working with them, confirming the Word with signs following. So I expect you to get your stuff. If I preach this Bible, I expect results. I expect to see your life turn around. I expect to see your life excel. I expect it. Why? Because he said that signs follow them that believe. We prayed for that baby. It can't do nothing but excel, and they can't believe it. Because we believe the impossible. And we believe that we receive it when we ask for it at this church when we pray for somebody. We believe that we receive, so when we hear the results like that, we like, that's what we believe for. It don't shock us. We're expecting it. Well, this lady's about 6 blocks over there. I mean, I'm sitting Saturday with Dr. Adedola. I don't know if he's a doctor. Brother Adedola. And we just get in the anointing, and I guess I'm kind of loud sitting there in the restaurant. I don't know. I get loud when I talk. I don't even know what I'm saying necessarily. Ain't got it planned out. Things are being said and all that stuff, you know. And when I got to myself a little bit, I stopped and I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm doing all the talking. I could not help it." Well, 2 guys that comes through the food line around through there, they get up and they're over there, and their lives are terrible. I went to school with them. They didn't accept Jesus. They went another direction, not following the Lord. And they're about the same age as me, and their life is terrible. Financially and everything, terrible. And I'm sitting there. Well, they get up, and they come over there, and they line up, one and want to shake my hand. oh, we couldn't help but to overhear what you're saying. Now, what if I'd have been sitting over there, Johnny, talking about how God can't move, talking about how the church is messed up and jacked up and Christians don't do this and blah, blah, blah. What if I'd have been, if you're full of that, you're going to talk that. But if you are full of the Word and full of God, then if you are alone, you're going to be talking that stuff to your God. We couldn't help but to overhear what you were saying, and man, that was good. And I'm trying to think, what did I say? I don't even know what I said. I'm just being honest with you. Johnny and him experienced it here a while back, talking about the Lord and blah, 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 little Christians over there. Blah, 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 blah. And so, you know, sometimes we feel like we're just, you know, we don't realize we're anointed and all of that, because it's normal to us to talk about our God, to praise our God, hallelujah, because He's been so good to us. The Bible says, the Apostle Paul was preaching to him, and when he was trying to talk to him about Jesus, talking about, he said, and the God that you know about in the Torah, he said, in Him we move, breathe, and have our being. I thought one time, you know, somebody said, you can't do nothing without Jesus. And I thought, man, they're dumb. The young Christian, I thought, I drive a truck and shift gears, and man, I can do all this without Jesus. You know, well, when I really realized that how my breath got in me, that God breathed into us, when we're born, life, He puts His Spirit in us even before we're born. That's a miracle. We're created by our Maker, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, that lady, she's 4 or 5 blocks. See, sometimes we need to realize sometimes, you know, we might think we got it bad and it's terrible and all that. And then you meet somebody that's bedridden, that's broke, that ain't got no money. The doctors can't make them no better. They want to get up and walk and live and move and all of that and can't. And they hearing that preaching. Some preacher down there, she told her grandkids and kids, some of them brought her down. Said, I want to go to that street and let that preacher pray for me. I ain't been saved very long, Johnny. I mean, I'm thinking, why didn't they take her to Benny Hinn or somebody, man, that knows how to operate in the Holy Spirit and all of that. That's what my thinking was. I need to get her to Brad. I need to get him up to Brad. You know, we're Brad. He can pray and he can. No, God's using you. They bring that lady out there in that van, put her a bed in there. See, we need to see this kind of stuff happening today. Because when God begins to move, that street the people begin to come from all over that street. They're sitting across in the parking lots and stuff because they're too high and mighty to come over to some what they thought was some nobody. I was a nobody. That's why that song I don't sing it. I'm just a nobody. Trying to tell everybody, I don't sing it. Why? Why would I confess I'm a nobody? I understand what there might be meaning, but I'm not going to sing that, God, I'm just a nobody. I'm just a nobody, and I'm trying to tell them about. No! We are conquerors. We're royal priesthood. We're in this kingdom that cannot be shaken. We have been given the power and we have become the sons of God. And we're not in this right here wondering if we lay hands on people, will they recover? No, we believe it and he has to recover. Trey should be dead 15 years ago. Trey? Yeah. He'll be back here. See, Satan wants to do everything he can do to cause you not to follow Jesus. Following Jesus is the easiest thing you will ever do. The trials you go through, you need Jesus to walk through them with you. Without Him, they are hard. The world is cruel. Like little Aiden, he feels like Aubrey's doing a little more work than him. So he tells me, looks and he says, "Papa, it's not fair." I said, what? It's not fair. He said, "I'm going to make my own garden." And I thought, uh-oh. Ain't that the way we do God sometimes if we're not careful? We walk with Him and He brings breakthroughs and brings our marriages together and brings things and brings our cars, brings finances to us just out of the ordinary. We're believing Him and He shows up, and then here comes Satan to try to trip us up. Try to get me not to let Jesus walk through my stuff with me. Walk in life with me to help me inherit the promises that God has given me in the Bible. Long said it's satisfied life. Hallelujah. That little lady, and we're running late. I like to start at 7 o'clock. That's what I advertise and all that stuff, you know. And I try to do it at work. Very seldom do I run late at work. Travis is confessing he don't either. 6 to 10 minutes every day. Blames it on Aubrey and him in the bathroom. So I told him, to fix that problem, you know, set your clock 10 minutes earlier. But he can't. Oh, you can do all things right through Christ. Don't give me that. I'm not preaching to him. He ain't bothering me. Run late. I'm getting my reward whether you're late or not. Right? Hallelujah. They bring so be diligent. The hand of the diligent. Teresa, she's taking a little nap, and I woke her up for something. She said, "What'd you wake me up for?" I turned the light on. Poof. "What'd you wake me up for?" And I said, I went over here waiting. I said, "You told me to."
"When did I tell you that? I don't remember telling you that."
Because she got on me last Wednesday. Or a couple of Wednesdays ago. "You shouldn't let me sleep that late." Then you wake them up. "You shouldn't wake me up." See, you can be in a, where you think I am in a lose-lose situation. Don't confess it. You know what I'll do? I'll wake her up next week. I'm not intimidated. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? Little woman, they say she wants you to come pray for her. And I thought, man, we ain't got time for this. And I hurried across that parking lot, laid hands on that lady, and run back. I'm going to start at 7 o'clock, you know. And the little lady outruns me. I nearly fainted. I'm like, "Is that her? Is that her?" She gets up there and telling about how God healed her. See, she said if she can get out there to that part, we say, "Lord, if we can just hear a word from you." Glory to God, she heard a word from the Lord. She might not even knew it. If I can get out there where that preacher's preaching on the streets. What if I hadn't been preaching on the streets? Right? What if I'd have give up on my marriage back in and said, "Nope, I'm going to serve Jesus and I'm not going through nothing with her anymore." Or when my garage door business went south, I go and thank God for godly women. When us men, I go and I tell her I feel like less than a man. Satan's beat me up. He's trying to get me to feel condemned like he was doing you. That's going to leave you. You're not going to fight that battle. That's it. You just walk out of here with a renewed mind to that tonight. And when he reminds you of your past or your mistakes or all that, tell him, "Shut up. You're under my feet. I've been forgiven and I'm walking free." And tell him, "I'm going to preach this gospel." And tell him. Tell Satan that. He'll be like, "Oh God, I got to leave him alone. He's getting upset with me." That's what he does. You're resisting him when you do that. You're just telling, you ain't got to bind him and bind him and bind him. He's bound. Well, that lady, she gets up there and all of that, you know, and I left and I'm like, "Whoo, what a God. What a God we serve." Then it's raining one time, and see, some people don't come to church when it goes to raining. You arthritis, you've been claiming, kicks in. When it clouds up, you know what it's fixing to do. Going to rain, rain, rain. I feel it in my bones. Clouding up. Pollen begins to fall. Little leaven leavens the whole lump. Little pollen begins to, and I go out there and I hear it on TV and hear it out of people. Oh, it's just this atmosphere. My sinuses always mess it up. I go out and I go, ooh, thank you, Lord, for pollen. I don't need y'all there. I'm not trying to appease y'all. Right? I'm not trying to make anybody believe that I'm spiritual. I'm keeping myself from getting sinuses messed up. Hallelujah. That little lady goes on, praise the Lord, and I think she come back to the streets there while we was preaching. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40, put that up there. I thought I wasn't going to have a long sermon. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? He's not weary. There's no searching of his understanding. You know what that means? That means there's no end to what we can come to of God's understanding. It's deeper than we can get to the end to. He giveth power to the faint. You know, when I started that tractor, working on that tractor, I thought, man, I was wanting some time off to rest, you know, getting some time off to rest and all of that, you know. And I thought, man, everybody else is getting this flow and do what. He said, you can too. He said, the hand of the diligent drives their tractor. He said, but if you don't, he said, I have no need to give you power. He gives power to those that think they can't, but they go in anyways. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall fall faint and weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Give me a 31. I must not have put it on there. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That ought to be your confession. Lord, you give power to the weak, power to the faint. He renews your strength. This is what the Lord spoke to me. He said, you tell them. He said, I kept you in the battles. See, even we didn't even know it. The Bible says he upholds us with the right hand of his righteousness. He keeps our feet from slipping, from stumbling. And see, the Lord said, I held you up through that time when you thought you would lose everything in your mind. And you didn't know what to do, he's telling me. He said, you didn't know what to do. He said, but those that wait on me, he said, those that turn to me, those that look to me, he said, those are the ones that I renew their strength. Hallelujah. Stand strong in faith in him if you want to see the mighty hand of God. You have to stand firm in him if you want to see the cab tore off. Right? You got to stand firm. See, I went down with flu symptoms and preached on the street and healed on the trailer. That's how come I believe the scripture, what the scripture says, and some was healed as they went. I'm believing that healing's working in my body all the time. All the time. As I go, I'm being strengthened and healed from the inside. Hallelujah. Stand strong in faith in him. That's what I did that morning when I worried all night. But I've made my mind up. I'm going to believe God in this. And it caused him to, the power of God showed up and delivered me. People can say it was a coincidence, it was going to happen anyhow. Go ahead and try to explain away what God did for me, and I will not accept it. It's been tried for 30 years. I believe it today just as much as I did back then, that I saw my God show up, and I saw the same God that brought my wife back and my son, that I was going to shoot myself because I couldn't stand the thoughts of somebody raising my son that was a year and a half old that might not be good to him like I am. And Satan was using that to get me to commit suicide. And I wasn't afraid to commit suicide. I'd done tried it two or three times. This time, I thought, they won't find me, they won't pump my stomach, and this time, I'm gone. But guess who showed up? Jesus. The Holy Spirit showed up that day. God equips us to stand firm, take action, and accomplish great deeds. To know Him like Daniel was talking about, to know Him, it says, but to the people that do know their God, to know Him means you have a relationship with Him. You talk to Him. You endeavor to lean not to your own understanding. It don't mean you're perfect. He already knows that. You know, but your heart is there to know Him and to know His ways. But it equips us to stand firm, take action, and accomplish great deeds. When I got done talking with Brother Adedala, now over there where he's building that church in India, that's where I think his father may have pastored that church, I don't know. But he's been there a long time with that church. We donated a lot to that church and helped them do miracles. It was miracles to them that was nothing but a sowed seed to us. It was miracles to them. Had we not been here, you did it. You tithe here and you give here, and God said do that back last year or whenever. And then God, I'm going down the road and I told Travis, I said, you know, it's been a while since we, the church, has planted a chunk seed. You know, not 500 here, 200 there, a chunk. You know, and I told him, I said, I think the Lord may be going to line it up. That's all I said. Then here comes Brother Adedala. They're under suppression over there, the Hive Church. They won't give them no lights to turn on. If they do, they can charge them. They turn the lights on, then they can come and tell them we want so much a month, the cartels and all that. They pay it or they get persecuted. Well, the only way that they can do it independent is have a generator. And they did a 125,000 watt generator. The night that he sent to me, you know, to pray about that and all of that, and I thought, here's our opportunity right here. Here it is. You know, and so when he got, I punched in generators. He sent me a picture while I was punching in Googling generators in India. And it popped up, and the very first generator, I thought, oh, that looked like him. So I went back to his messages, and they were identical. I thought, there's that generator, the first one that come up on my Google in India. And it was $16,000. And so I asked him, I said, how much is the generator? I already knew how much the generator was. It's $16,000. Well, he messaged me the other night from this church and that other church, and I think he had almost $11,000 towards that generator. And he said, thank you, Brother Wes. He called me Brother Wes. He said, thank you, Brother Wes, for giving me vision for that. And I'm thinking, man, he's an apostle. See, what I'm saying here, it don't matter where, how, what your calling is. Right? He knows the scriptures and all of that, but his battles. Amen? That's why we need one another. That's why you need God doing miracles and signs and wonders in your life all the time. Believe Him, it's your job to have the favor of God, that people will see the favor of God on you and know because you told them that you serve God and He shows up and does extraordinary things because you're believing Him. The Holy Spirit will begin to reveal things to you. If you walk with God, the Holy Spirit, He will begin to reveal things to you. He revealed to me that I'm wealthy, Johnny. I didn't have a dime that I know of. And I walked around month after month, year after year, decade, saying, that word is true. Glory to God, I don't know how, don't know when, ain't going to try to make it happen, God, but you're going to do it. Then he began to bring me little statements like big jobs, less work, and more money. The Holy Spirit brought me that. And so I just laid hold of it and started coming out of my mouth, but God. And then I started getting jobs. Two jobs, make nearly 50 grand in 2 weeks. And I'm like, man, take the rest of the year off. Wrong thing for you to think. You believed in the glory now. Be wise. Right? Pray. Seek the Lord. About what you buy. Don't let your flesh just run all wild with you when God begins to bless you. See, I wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars not being trained in, myself training. I heard the word at church. And I told Travis, I said, man, we spent so much money. It's like we started getting money. It's like, man, we never had nothing, so we bought everything. I realized 20 years later, Satan robbed me for 20 years with the flesh. The Holy Spirit knows the will of God. I got to stop. The Holy Spirit will give us the wisdom of God. The Holy Spirit will give wisdom in our affairs, like that coming to me about the work or whatever. The Holy Spirit will cause you to come out of hardship in victory. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what the experience everybody's had. We don't walk by people's experience. Their failures, we don't know why. Maybe they wasn't believing. Maybe they didn't stand on the word. Maybe they got discouraged. And all we see is the results. We don't see the 5 months that God was trying to tell them what to do. So don't let that change your thinking of God's word. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will give you the word of the Lord in your situations. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know what? God will bring you to place where you don't worry about nothing. Not because you got everything, because you're satisfied that He's your all. That He will come through in your next battle. Let's bow our heads. Father, we